Football Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Look at this, loose in the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown for Wyoming. The punter comes to Storm Cantina, and Horton goes to the house. Touchdown, Colorado State.
Fumble begin at the 45-yard line. Picked up by Anderson. Taylor at the 20, 15, 10, eat some. Touchdown!
Wilson looking for Jalen Virgil. Wide open inside the 20, and he's gone!
It's time!
Now here's Brady Hall.
Another Football Friday. It's our first Broncos only Football Friday on Gel. College scene is over. For the Bears, Rams, Buffs, Falcons, and Cowboys. And
does it even count as football if the Broncos are playing?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I want to take offense to that, but it's been...
I meant no offense.
No, you...
It's a genuine question.
Well...
Now, are they playing
you
football?
And the Broncos both mean no offense, right? They don't have... Oh, boy. It's bad. And no doubt about it. You got Baltimore coming up this weekend, and
the most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Lamar Jackson, man, he might go off in this game. The Broncos have struggled.
You have your own Lamar Jackson.
We have our own Lamar. I heard their Lamar Jackson was kind of hurt, banged up a little bit.
Yeah, he left practice the other day.
He'll play though. This is a big game for them because they need to stay in the thick of things in the playoff race. If they drop their fifth game, I mean, it makes things certainly kind of interesting. Going back to the week that was, and again, another wacky thing that surrounds the Broncos is, you know, the birthday party and then, you know, the NFL Network podcast that came out about that Russell Wilson has lost some people around that team. He's lost people in that locker room. I think Pelissero backed off a little bit on that take, but not much, but he backed off a little bit. Well, here's the positive, I guess. They all came to Russ's defense. I mean, Hackett did, Justin Simmons did. Justin said he didn't really want to talk about it, but he did say, I just don't see where it comes from, those reports, because Russ has been nothing but great. Obviously, it hasn't been the season any of us had wanted, but I can't fathom thinking of that stuff. Dalton Reisner, who we talked about earlier, said, I'd say that's not true. I'd stay away from all that. I don't see any of that stuff anymore, and that's been great. But that's hilarious, in my opinion. That's funny. I don't think it's true. I know it's not true. I know who Russell is. I respect the way he integrates within our locker room, and I feel like all year he hasn't been able to catch a break. He said he finished with, people are just making up rumors about him, whether that be that he's not a good teammate or he's lost the locker room, apparently, or whatever the heck it is. A lot of it is just so outlandish to me because I get to see him work every day.
What is the benefit of these rumors? If these reporters or insiders have sources, why would they be lying?
Or is this just guys saying stuff? I mean, is this guy saying it? I mean, you see Purcell, and then you make up your own opinion. And there are guys that do that. They see what Purcell did, and they go, oh, he's lost the locker room.
If you lost anybody, I doubt they would, one, tell you, and I also doubt it's your team captain, Justin Simmons.
It's not, yeah, and I don't think, because I think Justin, he was on a radio show in Denver, and he was pretty vocal, more vocal about it than he was even here in the Denver Post, about backing Russell Wilson. I guess in the locker room, several players rolled their eyes at the idea of a loss of confidence in Wilson. They rolled their eyes, but for different reasons. Quinn Meinerz referred to it as weird gossip and said, I stand behind my quarterback 100%. I mean, they're all saying the right things. Russell Wilson said there's always noise. Let's hear that, actually. Here's Russell Wilson on the gossip surrounding the Broncos.
I got great relationships in that locker room. So whoever is trying to tear it down, you can't. You know, I think that the best thing about it is that it's been an amazing journey coming here, moving here, being here. There's always noise, especially when things aren't going the way that you want it to. The thing is that you don't bat an eye. You know that my biggest goal every day is to continue to try to lead at the highest level and to be consistent every day with my approach.
You got to admit, Russ has handled it like. You could come out and be a jerk about it. You know, Justin Fields, who we're talking about a lot, he had a weird comment about the fan base to start the season. Russ could have come out and said some negative stuff and, you know, seemed really set off by it, but he's still staying positive. I mean, I would have broken down by now, man.
Is there a part of you that wants him to kind of break that? Because we have seen that all throughout the season. It's, oh, Russ, negative, or... the team's frustrated, blah, 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 and he comes at it with the same attitude. And you can give him credit for that, for keeping the mindset the same. But do you want him to be a little frustrated?
I want him to be frustrated, not necessarily with the media question, but on the field. You know, again, if Purcell gets in his face, I want him to get back in his face. If a defensive end is pushing you from the other team, and Russ kind of pushed off like a stiff arm almost to keep him away, but I want him jawing a little bit. And I know that's not his character, but... it might be good to see a little spark there. And just do it. Fake it till you make it. Act like you're mad. I don't know if he can ever get mad, though. That's the thing. But in his defense on all this, Angel, he's been absolutely roasted by everyone. By football players. By kickers. By coaches. Former coaches. Broadcasters. His own coach. His old coach, I mean. Pete Carroll. I mean, they've all had stuff to say. They have been piling on Russell Wilson. Some have. But we have too. I've joked a little bit about Russ. I have. When things are this bad, that's what happens, man. When you're 3-8, stuff comes up. Rumors swirl. We say things. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. First Advantage text line 888-530.
Somebody's being loud in the hallway.
Yeah, we got a party out there or something.
Isn't there a light on that says, hey, we're on the air?
I don't know, man. There's a party. It's Friday. People are feeling good, I guess.
We got the rest of the show.
We got Football Friday here, man. It's a crazy day. We got a divided locker room here, apparently.
Brady, are you worried about losing the confidence of your employees?
Oh, every day. Every single day. I liked when he just said, you know, people are trying to tear us down, but you can't. You know, I kind of like that. Here's Hackett. Here's Hackett on the gossip. I mean, he really seems to have Russ's back.
I heard that a little bit. To me, it's all gossip. I mean, I know how this locker room, we have a fantastic locker room. When you look at a guy like Russ, I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean, he works. I mean, I've never seen somebody work that hard. I've never seen somebody try to embrace a team like he has while he's here. I mean, just from everything that he does, from walkthroughs to helping. I mean, how he is in the community. I mean, Russ is awesome, and we just need to do better as a team. It's that simple. And all that stuff, you know, it is what it is. I love Russ.
I love Russ. I love Russ.
How many times can we hear fantastic about this team when everything
well,
but
that's what
is
I'm
not.
Saying, man. Now, we talk about Russ needing to have a little fire. I want the head coach to have a little fire. He gave him the day off for Thanksgiving last week. That's weird. It's Thursday.
We had the day off.
We got the day off, but we aren't 3-8. You know? We're not 3-8.
12-0.
We're 12-0. Every week undefeated, man. It's football. Did Dalen Coons have the day off? Doubtful.
Probably not.
Did CSU know? I mean, you got the day off. You're really a nice guy. I love Russ. I love Russ. So
love
sue
Lamp.
Me. I love Lamp. I love Russ. Love him. What's not to love?
Coach, are you just saying random players that you love?
I think so.
I love Jerry.
Hackett killed a guy. I just don't get it, man. There's got to be some fun. Remember at the beginning of the season, it was like Hackett's really nice. He's hugging people. He's very emotional. He's talking about Star Wars and all that stuff. I loved it. But at some point, and we said this before the season, when things get tough, if they do, which they will, and of course they did, can Hackett be tough? Can he fire things up? Can he yell? Can he rant? Can he scream? Can he call guys out? You know what Michael Malone did the other day after the first Houston game? He said he wasn't happy with their second half effort. Guys got to be better. We got to have our starters lead this team better. He was pissed, dude, and they killed Houston twice.
I think Hackett can still do that as a coach. I just think you got off to such a rough start in the fans' perspective with the Seattle game, with the, you know, the timeouts and the field goal, and then that kind of moved into the play clock situation and the decision makings. You got to bring in Jerry Rosberg to help out. And so he hasn't really instilled that confidence in the fan base, at least, that, hey, I can be a good coach here when, you know, I have my two assistant to the head coaches with me.
But why have Rosberg anyway? Like, this whole, like, everything
he says, he gets, what do you say, too emotional about play calls, or, you know,
that's
in his head too much?
That's a problem. Like, he's like, you know, I call this, but I, you know, if I would calm down, I call it this way. But I need a guy to calm me down. I mean, that's a get back coach on steroids, man. Like, I get it if you get crazy and you know, Sean McVay needs a get back coach because he got ran over by his player last week.
That looked painful.
That looked really painful. I want to see some of that fight and anger, maybe. I mean, like I said, you're seeing it with Michael Malone. Sometimes you need your coach to rattle the cages, and you have to find the balance. Brian Shaw, when he was with the Nuggets, what did he was the opposite. He went all in and just destroying his team. He roasted them. You know, he said things like, hey, I got on the team plane, and I made the guys go back because they left it a mess. That's like little kid stuff. And he told on him. And that really bothered the Nuggets. So, yeah, you can't go too far with it. But you're just like, I love Russ. Everything's fine. I've never seen a guy work so hard. I mean, I hear that all the time. And hell, Hugh Millen told us that the other day. He said, yeah, that guy does work hard. That's true. Don't they all? I mean, at this level, aren't they all working hard? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's time to get a little ticked off, man. It's time to fire up the fountains, as Jenny Kavanaugh would say. You got to do something. You can't just sit there. You got to do something. And every week, it's the same thing. You know, it's, hey, we're working hard. Coaches are busting their tails trying to figure it out. Well, it's getting worse, so maybe you should work less. I don't know. Maybe don't focus on it as much. Just go with your gut. But here we are. Hackett loves Russ. The locker room's not broken. Everybody's happy. 3-8. You shouldn't be happy. I'm not saying the locker room should be fractured, but you shouldn't be happy. Should be loving on people. We should be getting after people here. Purcell, I want to see that from Hackett. I want to see that from Russ. That won't happen. Neither one of them. We will see that. And that is a big deal. If you're this bad. Like your boy Mike McDaniel, he doesn't rip and roar, you know, he's not screaming at people.
No, he just trolls his quarterback.
But he's got a different approach. Yeah, and he's also good. So you don't have to change your personality.
Hackett, like, and Russ both need to embody. You know that scene from Dodgeball where the one guy is like, he's just a super nice guy and kind of timid, and then his coach like tells him to get angry,
yeah,
and he sees his wife,
yes,
flirting in the stands.
Maybe Hackett needs
that
to see
to
his
be
wife
unlocked.
Go flirt with Hackett's wife, Angel.
Wherever she is.
We need
you can
to
try with Sierra, but she's got like 15 bodyguards.
Yeah, you ain't. Although I was pretty close to Sierra when I went to that game a few weeks back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were. Like,
I told you about that.
Back.
No, I was standing on the field. She popped in. She had bodyguards around her. I'm standing there. Of course, I've jumped down. You guys know former Bronco Alfred Williams. I'm standing there with him. She walks by us, and I promise you, she looked at us and she smiled. And I turned to Alfred and said, "What do you think that was about? What did that mean? I mean, come on." She looked over here. My hair was looking particularly good that day, I felt.
Is that Sean McVay?
Yeah. That's why I've been told Sean McVay. I'll take it every day of the week, man.
You're like, if he's like a 10, you're like a 7.5.
I would,
like, looking like
him. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying
you have
like
to grow off
seven.
The beard a little bit.
I thought you were saying I was like a 7.5. I'd take a 7.5 out of 10.
In terms of looking alike.
Oh, okay.
You're close. The hair's there. The body's there. You just need the beard.
Now I just need the beard.
And a headset.
We'll get the beard going. I have a headset.
You have a mustache to grow, don't you?
Apparently I do. Apparently, unless the Broncos can make some history here, Angel.
9-8.
Possibly. 9-8. Let's go. And it starts with the Ravens. Can't win all the. Can't win the rest of the. How many games do they have left? 6. Can't win 6 if you can't win 1. That's just simple math. That's what my grandma always told me. 21 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. What are the Bears going to do at head coach? I've heard again that Scott Darnell, the defensive coordinator, is interested. Is he the guy? I don't know that he's had any interviews or anything like that, but I just know that he's interested. Would you be comfortable with a guy like that, that was on McCaffrey's coaching staff? Came here because of Ed McCaffrey? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKF.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good place to go watch some games tomorrow. Cables Pub and Grill. Enjoy $4 house margaritas on Saturday. Love that place. Go to for sure. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's crazy that both CU and UNC are in this position, trying to find their next head coach. CSU was in it last year. Still rocked from 2020. All three programs hired new coaches in 2020, and all three programs moved on from them. CSU got ahead of the game a little bit last year, hired Jay Norvell. CU might hire Primetime. They might get him. Well, I think we're going to know Saturday night or Sunday, because if they're playing on Saturday, he's not going to announce it before the game. That would be silly. It would make me question his judgment now as a head coach. What are the Bears going to do? I'll tell you right now, Angel. I'll say it again. I was cool with the McCaffrey move. It rattled the cages. It got us talking. And it certainly has people paying attention to who the next head coach is going to be. But you can't go that route again. You can't go with Rod Smith or whatever. You can't go with a former or big Bronco name or whatever. It's got to be somebody that gets it. It's got to be somebody that gets Greeley, that understands what it takes to grow the recruiting process, to grow with donors and sponsors of the school. It's got to be somebody like that. Is Scott Darnell that guy? I did hear this from one of my sources, my birdies out there, that as of right now, Darnell is the interim head coach. Like, he's just the interim coach. I don't even know what that means. Is he working on scouting right now? Or recruiting right now? I don't know. I would hate to have, like, hey, keep working, but you're not going to be back next year. So that leads me to believe he's going to be on the staff somehow.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, he has a vote of confidence from some of the players that are still here. You're seeing on social media a lot of Bears are transferring, some guys declaring for the NFL draft, a lot of guys with 3-4 years of eligibility left, and we kind of expected that whoever does get this job is almost starting from scratch. But if it is Darnell, you're not really starting from scratch, because I imagine you recruited some of these guys. You might have to re-recruit, but you have connections, and just looking at his history
as a
coach.
He's got an interesting history. He coached Clint Kubiak, man.
Yeah, he coached a number of NFL players. He has experience coaching high school in Colorado the last 23 years at several different schools. And, you know, that's it's not college experience, but it's a lot more coaching experience than McCaffrey had, as well as all of those connections to those high schools that help you get those, you know, lower star recruits that don't get the big offers from CU or even CSU.
I got this one from a texter, Matt Lubick, former Nebraska and Oregon offensive coordinators working from Timnath, Colorado, my Timnath, Angel, as a special consultant to Kansas football. Wonder if he's applied.
And is the oldest son of legendary football coach Sonny
Lubick. Oh, now that's a name I haven't even thought about. That's right. Texter says a little juice to for you guys. A little juice to mix it up here. That's an interesting name.
Here we go.
Let's go.
That was a hooligan or a source?
It's a...
Okay.
Something.
The bird.
Something.
It was the bird in your window.
My little birdies are everywhere, Anja. I'm the dude. What's his name?
Your Lord Varys.
Yeah, Varys. Start walking around with a robe.
With your hands just tucked together.
Tucked together.
What's he doing in there?
Hey, what's going on with that guy?
That's also just a Rubik's Cube in his jacket.
He's got a little fidget. Okay, so going on Scott Darnell. Although that, the Lubick thing is interesting. That's really interesting to me.
If you're going to go with a name.
You could, yeah, you'd have a name that has experience at the college level and is good at what he does.
Connections to Colorado, too.
Huh. That would be cool. That would be cool. No, Texter's like, may raise some eyes for your show, for you, if you haven't said it already. I have not said
That's
it already.
First That's heard
the
that name.
First one I've heard. Thank you to that person. I would credit you, but you won't let me, probably. Because it was worth it. It's good credit. That's good. It's good talk. That's good stuff right there. Scott Darnell, though. So I know him. So I got to know him a little bit. You know, it's not like we're best buddies. But every time I'd go to practice or whatever, you know, he'd come right over, shake hands, talk, tell me about the team. You know, personally, I like that stuff because that gives us more insight on the show, which gives you, the listener, more insight. So he seemed like a good dude. His history, he was with Littleton High School in the late 90s, Adams City High School. As mainly a defensive coordinator at most of these schools, Regis, Littleton, Lutheran. So he was a defensive coordinator there. That's his experience. But, you know, he's coached a lot of studs. He has 20 state playoff appearances. He coached 2 Army All-American players and 4 future NFL players. And he coached current NFL coaches Clint Kubiak and A.C. Patterson. That's interesting. But can you still, got to bring someone on if that's the guy. And again, I have no idea if he's interviewed. I know he's interested. And apparently he's still around. So they have guys on staff that are still around.
They're still offering scholarships, too. I saw a couple of recruits get offers from UNC over the weekend.
You got to have somebody. Like, I just assumed McCaffrey's gone. The entire staff packed their bags up and left, too. But you have to have somebody there.
Well, and just some of the reports we got from about McCaffrey was his coaching staff completely with him?
I don't know.
Was there, you know, a sense of, oh, McCaffrey and it's Ed and Max and a couple other guys, but, you know, there's another contingent of coaches that are just trying to coach, not really bought into the culture that McCaffrey was trying to create.
Well, he was with, so Darnell was with Coach McCaffrey on his staff at Valor Christian in 2018. How well do they know each other beyond that? I'm guessing pretty well, but that doesn't always mean you're good with how people do things.
It could have just been, hey, I'm a good high school coach. Let me go to Valor and get better.
Yeah, and then, oh, you're going to UNC and you asked me to come with you? Heck yeah, that's a good spot for me to start growing my brand. My initial thought was nobody on staff should even be considered. But what you just said makes sense. It's not like they're all just poisoned by Ed McCaffrey and they're going to do the exact same things. Maybe they had issues with some of the stuff going on with McCaffrey, too. And that's stuff that if you do interview him, Darren Dunn, then you are asking those questions. You know, what did you think of? Now, you don't want him to throw Ed under the bus completely because that's also bad. Because I don't want a head coach that's just bashing everybody behind their back, too. But you need to make sure he was not good with how Ed McCaffrey ran his business.
Yes, understanding the flaws of what went wrong in the last 3 years so that it never happens again.
I was told that after 2020, the issue of Ed McCaffrey coming to practice every day was not an issue anymore. It was 2020 when it happened, during COVID.
They really couldn't do much in 2020.
I guess, but was Adazio not there? Like, did he just not? Although I heard reports about he'd be in Cape Cod all the time. Like, he didn't go to Mountain West days. That was the first. Kelly Lyle from the Fort Collins, Colorado one told us it was the first time he'd ever heard of that. The Mountain West conference days, the media days, Adazio didn't go. He said he had something personal, and then when he was asked, he said, oh, well, it's not, like, life-threatening or severe. It's just personal. Well, the rumor was that he was at Cape Cod just hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking back to when I was still in school, obviously, when 2020 happened, the entire university was closed. Like, there was no classes. Everything was online.
So do you give him a pass? He's fired. It doesn't matter. But is that something that we should, you know, because again, it was Dave Baldwin who told the Denver Post that he was in the office, but Ed wasn't during that time. So clearly the coaches could get there somehow.
It's difficult without knowing the full story of what was actually going on during 2020, you know, because they tried to do a fall season. That didn't end up going through.
And they tried to do a spring season.
And maybe like, oh, we're going to do spring football. I need to be able to practice with my team. Well, we can't let you practice because the campus is closed. Okay, well, I guess we're not doing spring football. But then they had a couple scrimmages in the spring that were able to go. But obviously, COVID had migrated to a different stage at that point. So, yeah, 2020 is kind of just, you just chalk it up as 2020. It was weird for everybody.
What I've heard the most, though, at the end of the day on Gel was the nepotism stuff. That was really affecting players, coaches, and everything. That's what I've heard, which makes sense. He had 4 people connected to his family. Well, Dylan was his quarterback.
Yep.
Max, and then his girlfriend was the player development or something like that.
She was like player operations or something.
Yeah. So, and of course, Ed defended that move, saying she was extremely qualified and she had like a degree from, I don't know, like Harvard or something. I mean, that. But does that mean you can manage football? I don't know.
I mean, you can have all the qualifications, but you can, in any business, it's about who you know.
You know what's interesting? I'm on their website right now. Ed McCaffrey's been removed. Max McCaffrey has not been. Scott Darnell, of course, not gone. Michael Armour, who I've heard his name come up a lot too. Daryl Moe. They're all there. J.J. Raderink, who we interviewed, former Wyoming guy. I heard he might be sticking around. Eddie Gonzalez, former Bear. Zach Cable, I've heard some interesting things about, like good things. Is that weird to you that Max McCaffrey is still on there?
It's interesting.
Is everyone on staff still there but not Ed?
I mean, we never, like when it came out and the university announced that, there was no...
There was no...
Ed McCaffrey... And additional coaches.
No, it was just Ed. So is Max still, is he still working? He's on the website. They were quick to get Ed off of there. So clearly the web admin went to their website and removed Ed McCaffrey's from the site. Do you think, hey, who else do we remove? Well, I'll just leave it alone right now. There's zero chance Max McCaffrey stays here, right? There's zero. That's weird, isn't it?
A little more than zero.
Really?
I mean,
the fact that he's on there makes me go up to like 5.
If Ed goes and gets another job somewhere or some announcement that he's doing something else with football, maybe Max ends up leaving. But, I mean, if, hey, your boss got fired, but we're going to keep you on here for a little while, so can you earn this job? We'll see.
Does he want it? Yeah, I mean, does Max... I mean, if they did...
I mean, we know Max he's aspiring to be a coach.
He is, and Sean Keeler was on with us and said Max is the one that talked to him. Ed didn't, and he said, I really thank Max for doing that. Max didn't have to do that. I met Max a couple times. Really nice dude when you meet him. Just don't put a clipboard in his hand. You know?
Yeah, don't make fun of his pants.
He's got a clipboard. Please don't go near that guy. But actually, no, all kidding aside, he was nice.
But it's interesting. Just having the name attached to him is what turns heads.
Kathleen Messier. That's his girlfriend. She's on there too. Is that just we're not doing anything yet because we don't know? Like they're probably that doesn't mean they're here or not. I mean,
if you hire a new coach and they bring in a staff, then that would obviously change.
Yeah, but I just assumed that Max was like, Ed's gone, here comes Max going right behind him, like, Dad's gone, you did him dirty, I'm out. And then they remove his picture.
Maybe it's more about coaching to him than family.
I don't know. Which would be different than what his dad believed, apparently.
I know Vin Diesel doesn't like it. He's all about family.
He's all about family, man. By the way, there's a new Guardians of the Galaxy coming out.
There is. I saw the trailer for that yesterday.
Looks pretty good.
That does really look good.
Let me ask you. Do I need to go back and watch all the crap I've missed to know what the hell's going on in this movie? Because I've seen all the Guardians.
Probably not.
Okay, good.
Maybe a refresher on the first two Guardians
and then the
big team-up Avengers films, but they did a holiday special. You don't really need to watch
that. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
It's goofy, gimmicky. They go, like, kidnap Kevin Bacon or something.
Kevin Bacon's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worth seeing. I'm a Kevin Bacon guy.
No, but this new one looks pretty good. There was a bunch of movie trailers that dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
Like Transformers.
Oh, I saw your Cocaine Bear thing.
Cocaine Bear.
That's weird. Is that a true story?
It is a true story.
A cocaine fell out of a plane.
Yep. A drug smuggler, like, unloaded a bunch of, like tons of cocaine.
And the bear got a hold of it.
Yeah.
And then went on a killing rampage, or is that real?
The rampage is not real, but it's a meme that, so they actually have this bear stuffed at a museum in Kentucky, and he's got this, like, blue Yankees, like, flat brim hat and a gold chain when he's, like, smoking a cigarette. And the whole meme was that this bear, for about 5 minutes, was the apex predator of the world. And so if you take that meme and turn it into a cocaine bear goes on a massacre.
I saw the preview for it. I'm like, that's what Angel was talking about.
I'm going to go see it.
It looks... Well, did you ever see The Revenant?
But I know a lot about it.
The bear? That's creepy. Like, that was an intense scene.
Bears are scary.
That bear was... Like, that was one of the most intense scenes I've ever seen. And obviously... There's weird. Go look up some weird. There's weird stuff about that situation.
In the movie, it kind of looks like it's a comedy. Like, oh, look at this bear just sniffing around some cocaine. Now he's going crazy. Y'all, come on.
Oh, it'll be so over. It'll be like Sharknado. It'll be so over the top.
That's exactly what it's like.
But it'll be kind of funny, but scary at the same time. I don't know though, because the way it's set up was like two kids are lost in the forest, and they're starting to get reports of cocaine bear, and the parents got to go find their kids.
Yep.
It's like Jurassic Park 3, kind of. They have to go find that guy, the kid that's just surviving in a weird cellar while all these dinosaurs are flying around and eating stuff. This kid's just like down there eating, surviving. It's finding a way. 43 minutes after the hour. Angel, we got to take a break. Let's get out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Progressive Insurance presents the Sports Flash on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Broncos heading to Baltimore on Sunday, where they'll take on the Ravens. Denver has lost 3 in a row and 3-8 on the season, while the Ravens are 7-4. Baltimore led by Lamar Jackson. He has 17 touchdown passes this season, while Russell Wilson for the Broncos has thrown only 8. Denver's offense only scoring 14 points a contest, but the defense is giving up just 17.5 points per game. The Avalanche are in Boston Saturday. They'll take on the Bruins. Avs defeated Buffalo 6-4 Thursday. Nathan MacKinnon, 2 goals, 3 assists. JT Compher also scored twice. The Bruins, they've won 9 of their last 10 and are currently riding a 13-game home win streak. The Nuggets will be in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Denver has won 4 straight after winning back-to-back games against Houston at Ball Arena. It's a 2-game trip for the Nuggets, wrapping up Sunday in New Orleans. I'm Tony Desiri, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is The Planning Effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
No matter what our individual hopes and dreams, a community is all about what we've got in common. But a bank that's truly dedicated to the community, that's not all that common. At FMS Bank, we don't just work here, we live here. That means our focus is on the families and businesses of Northern Colorado Front Range. We're not just here for you when you need us, we're in this together. Visit us at fmsbank.com/KFKA. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show, December 10th and 11th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Great deals on thousands of new and used firearms, ammo, knives, accessories, women's defense products, and much more. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade, plus $50 CCW classes on both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have two free gun giveaways with proceeds going to American Heroes in Action. Must be present to win. For more info, visit PEShows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Shows December 10th and 11th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Six Sour Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-sized showroom and store is packed full of the latest from Six Sour, Easy Go, Textron Off-Road, Arctic, Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Saturday, 8 to 3. For more info, visit harshoutdoors.com.
Missing shingles on your roof? Complete Roof Redo. Employee owned. From the smallest of repairs to multi-million dollar projects, Advanced Roofing is the best roofer in Northern Colorado. Having done projects like the new Eaton High School and the Windsor Rec Center expansion, Advanced Roofing has the tools for whatever your project is. Over 36,000 customers served in 30 plus years of business in Northern Colorado, Advanced Roofing wants to help you. More online at advancedroofingtech.com or call them at 970-663-0203.
Get retail therapy at Accessories with a Flair in Hair. No matter your style, your age, or your size, we have fun fashions and accessories for you. We're your go-to place for gifts, shopping parties, and fun. You might even hear someone play our grand piano. You'll get personalized service in our boutique, hair salon, makeup studio, and wig center. We're at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley. In any season, for any reason, you need flair.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
How much do you pay attention to what people have on their Twitter accounts? As far as Max McCaffrey, for example. He's tweeted in the last 23 hours, so we know he's been on Twitter. His background picture, his big picture up top, is of a bear. And it says Bears football. His title still says UNC football offensive coordinator. Just doing some investigative work here, Angel. It's not a big deal. How much stock do you put into that?
Twitter is fascinating in terms of scoping out somebody's profile.
Mm-hmm.
You look to see how active they really are. As you said, he's been retweeting.
He retweeted the Elijah Dotson thing.
Elijah Dotson, Travis Graham.
He didn't delete all that stuff. Ed did.
See, his last tweet was November 20th. Just responding to Elijah Dotson's tweet there.
Which, again, Ed did not do that. Max even replied to one of Ed's tweets about Elijah Dotson, and that's the one that was deleted. Ah, weird.
Looking at his likes, he did like a post from Barstool about an eighth grader that threw for 5 touchdowns.
There you go.
That was an Alabama player. How about that?
How about that? All right, 49 minutes after the hour. Broncos, Ravens. I'll give you my pick. My pick now. No longer the picks, Angel. I did get over 500, though. I got the work in. Now the Broncos can't let me down by winning or losing, depending on what I pick. We'll do that on the other side. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey guys, Brady here from my friends over at Cable's Pub and Grill. For as long as they've been around, you don't need me to tell you everything, but maybe a reminder wouldn't hurt. They have the best daily specials, like all-you-can-eat spaghetti on Mondays for just $5.95, Tuesday's Burger Madness for $9.99, and of course you know all about their happy hour every day from 3 to 6 p.m. where you can enjoy $3 beers. You're thinking about Cable's now, aren't you? Check out their full menu, daily specials, and more at CablesPubAndGrill.com. Cable's Pub and Grill, where my friends meet. There's a saying at PDC Energy, community matters, and it best captures who they are as a company. Their employees live and work in Colorado. They give back to their communities in various ways and support nonprofit organizations helping those who need it most. They have an annual volunteer month that they call Energizing Our Community Days. This year, PDC employees volunteered over 5,700 hours and supported over 40 nonprofit organizations. Being a part of their community and lifting others up is who they are at PDC Energy. At PDC Energy, community matters.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Paul Dovenbarger about Shelter's competitive auto insurance rates.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has four locations in three states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
Okay, you've turned on your furnace for the winter, but if it's not doing its job, let the technicians at Lemons Heating and Cooling do theirs. They perform service and maintenance on all furnaces. If it needs to be done on yours, Lemons Heating and Cooling can do it. Their services are 24/7, so if you need them, Lemons Heating and Cooling is there. They also take care of filtration, humidification, and installation of programmable thermostats. Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-353-3527.
Looking good doesn't necessarily make you better at basketball, but it doesn't hurt. This is Dalen Coombs, basketball player for the Bears, here to tell you about my friends at Top Shelf Printers in Greeley. It's in the name. They are a Top Shelf embroidery and screen print shop that will hook you up with custom logo apparel jobs for your business, school, event, or organization. If you live or work in Northern Colorado, they have you covered. I have them do all my logo and apparel work, and there's no one better. Check them out online at topshelfprinters.com. That's topshelfprinters.com.
Get retail therapy at Accessories with a Flair and Hair. No matter your style, your age, or your size, we have fun fashions and accessories for you. We're your go-to place for gifts, shopping parties, and fun. You might even hear someone play our grand piano. You'll get personalized service in our boutique, hair salon, makeup studio, and wig center. We're at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley. In any season, for any reason, you need Flair.
Oh, man. I haven't started my Christmas shopping. Dude, you got any ideas?
Have you tried Mr. Money Greeley?
The pawn shop? I don't know about that.
Why not? They have sterling silver rings and necklaces refurbished like new, top brand handbags, and they even have PS4s they've been saving up for the holiday demand.
They have all that? PS4s? Wow. You can't find those anywhere.
They have it all, my friend. And you won't believe how affordable the silver jewelry is. Save yourself some time and money. Stop by Mr. Money Greeley today.
With over 41 specialists providing care along six medical campuses along the Front Range, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is ready to get you moving like you used to. OCR has you covered from head to toe with the regional experts in orthopedic and spine care since 1969 and are celebrating over 5 years as Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. If you're ready to start your journey to recovery with the specialists in the medicine of motion, schedule an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We don't have much time here. Thankfully, it's only one pick this weekend. Denver Broncos at Baltimore. I mean, what do you want from me here? I actually do feel like the Broncos could pull off the upset here because Baltimore maybe overlooks them, but I just can't do it. I will take, according to ESPN, the spread is 9.5. I'm going to take the Broncos to cover. How about that? That's the pick. I like the Broncos to cover 9.5. We're a game over 500. We're looking for number 2, and I think we're going to get it somehow, some way. Just let the record state that I have a feeling they might win, but I'm not picking it. I'm not picking it.
Cover is good enough.
Cover's good enough. For me, I'm trying to stay over 500, so I can't get crazy right
just
now.
Just hold them to 21 points, and you can cover you got, easily.
Yeah, guaranteed almost. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Monday. Hey, we got tune in tomorrow at 2:30. See you, CSU and UNC. Good night, Northern Colorado.
Friday afternoon. It's time for the Midday Market Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordlund. Cash cattle deals this week are being marked mostly at 155 live, steady with last week, or 249 dressed, $4 higher than last week. Although additional volume could occur here later this afternoon to help feed packers' appetites, we will take the gains there in feedlot country. Meanwhile, more losses in the feed grains markets have set the feed.